We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6.
Right, we have on the Tuesday afternoon show, we have our first guests in, do we not?
Who have we got? We have the lovely Catherine and Maria, and they're from the Red Box Project, and we have a couple of observers.
A couple of observers munching sweets by my right ear.
Eliza and Noah.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon. Hello. Hi. Right.
Let's get you a little bit closer to that microphone, that's fine. Now, you got some questions there to ask, haven't you, Ray?
I did. So, Catherine, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I first heard about it when I lived in a place called Totten near the New Forest.
All right.
And there was a project running there. And then when I moved to the island, I tried to find out if there was one running here and managed to find out that there wasn't. And so I contacted the Red Box Project HQ, and I'm now the Isle of Wight coordinator.
Well done, you. I can't be bad, can I?
So Red Box Project, can you put that in a nutshell? What's that actually about?
The Red Box Project seeks to put stocked boxes into schools stocked with menstrual products in order to support young girls that for whatever reason may not have sufficient access to them.
What's needed in those boxes?
Various menstrual items, such as, you know, tampons, sanitary pads, or menstrual pads as we now call them, and obviously knickers, you know, if it does have an accident. And also lovely, we've had some lovely members of the Facebook page make really gorgeous decorated paper bags.
Oh, lovely.
To slip their menstrual items into. And what's great is also there's a named person in every school, so the girls know who to talk to, and that person knows what to say and where to signpost them.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So why is this project actually needed? And I know it is needed, but why?
Do you want me to respond to that? Okay, we do know that 1 in 10 girls in this country, in the United Kingdom, have been unable to afford menstrual items. So,
really?
Yes, it's a financial problem.
That's the bottom of it, the financial basis.
That's part of it. We also know that
It's not a luxury, is it? It's an essential item.
It's essential. And I mean, I think in Scotland have just introduced free menstrual items. Is that in schools, Catherine? So, you know, we are getting there very slowly. But we need more education for our girls. We need to tackle the stigma as well.
Because absolutely.
I don't know about you, you know, but I felt quite embarrassed growing up. I still sometimes feel a bit embarrassed if I'm in a shop buying menstrual items. And I don't want that for my daughter I don't want my son to, you know, feel that as well, because it impacts on boys as well.
It does. I mean, I can tell you a story.
Okay.
When I was 9, it was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. We were going on a coach trip to Cheddar Gorge. Mm-hmm. And I decided to have my first period.
Okay, yeah.
And of course, we're talking some more than 20 years ago now.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's a couple of years.
There were no chemists open or anything like that. Mm. So there's my mum and dad slicing up sheets. Which I had to then wear backwards and forwards to Cheddar Gorge on a Sunday.
And we don't want any girl to
There's no need with today's products, which are readily available.
Absolutely.
And I'm not talking about the financial cost of them, but they are readily available in supermarkets. They're not exactly a hidden item. But yet they weren't available in schools for people who couldn't afford them.
Exactly. And I mean, I do know there's, I was doing a little bit of research before I came on. There was one school in Leeds where girls were using socks rather than menstrual items. You know, this shouldn't be happening.
It shouldn't be happening at all. No, absolutely not.
So what's the reception been from schools that you've approached to do this?
We had our first primary school signed up, was it a couple of weeks ago? The lovely St Thomas of Canterbury Catholic Primary School.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we have the college?
We've also delivered our first box to the Isle of Wight College, to one of their campuses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be delivering a second box to their other campus after half term. We're also delivering boxes to Medina School, Carisbrook School, and their sixth form. And the response has been really, really positive.
Well,
that's good. And you found someone in the school willing to take on being the responsible person.
It's actually been the schools that have contacted me wanting the boxes.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's even better. A much more positive response. Interesting. You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6, and of course online and on the app.
And on the app,
yes. It's fine. I'll edit my stumblings out later on. It'll be fine. And we're still talking about the Red Box project.
We are. It's a fabulous project.
Now, the ladies here from the Red Box, can you just reintroduce them?
Yes, we have the lovely Catherine and the lovely Maria.
And we were saying that you've delivered Red Boxes to the college and various schools around the island. So you haven't had 100% take up yet, but I've got a feeling you will have.
That's what we're hoping, isn't it?
And I have a feeling that we will have as well, and certainly that's our aim, to be able to get a Red Box into every school that wants one.
Okay.
The project itself has only been going for about 7 weeks.
Yes.
That's not
so
bad.
I think
going,
on the whole, we're doing pretty well.
you've done very well indeed.
You've had a huge response, haven't
yes.
you?
So the boxes you're taking into the schools and colleges, they are the ones that contain the items that are given out to the students who require them.
Yes, yes, they are. They are the red plastic boxes that are stocked with various menstrual products and pants, etc. And they are not only just for emergency purposes.
No.
But the project itself wants girls to be able to take as much as they need for the entirety of their period.
There's no limit. You can take all the items you want. I believe there's things like wipes and stuff like that are there to keep it for sanitary purposes. That's a great idea.
Yes.
And so you can take as many as you need or you feel you need.
Yes, absolutely. The box contains both packs of pants and tampons, of menstrual pads and tampons, and also individual ones as well. So if girls need to take a whole pack or two packs, then they can take that.
Excellent. That's a good idea.
And if they run out, they can come and get some more?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And the school's got a mechanism to contact you if their box is looking a bit low?
Well, interestingly, inside the red box, halfway down is a line with our email address on. And it says, you know, email us for a restock.
I like that. That's brilliant. A good idea. Yes, you're halfway there. Please come, we'll give you some more.
Yes, indeed.
We need more.
Those are different from the boxes that are at the donation points, which are also red, or in our case, pink. But
one is actually here.
One is actually here at the radio station. You can come round any time we're open and drop some stuff in. Mm-hmm. But these are ones for people to donate items.
Yes, yeah. We've got quite a few collection boxes now across the island. We've got Sainsbury's, Morrison's, Asda, Co-op. They signed up yet?
Not quite, but
so
I'm
come
hopeful.
On, Co-op. Come on, you want to join us? You know you do. And I think Aspire.
Yes, Aspire and Ride have a box.
Good.
So basically, if people would like to bring along menstrual items or knickers as well, I think, are we still are we all right for pants at the moment, or do we need more?
We could always
need more.
What sizes do we need, Catherine?
Well, we provide boxes for primary schools and for senior schools, so yes, all sizes.
Okay. The question that comes to mind, just from a purely management point of view, is where on earth do you store all this stuff? If you get multiples of donations, you've got to put it somewhere. Or is it all sitting in your living room?
Let's just say I'm fortunate to have quite a large bedroom.
The boot of my car.
Yeah, okay.
Much to my husband's joy.
No, that's fine. It's got to be somewhere.
And it
if you've
has
got
to be
space,
somewhere,
you've got
yes.
space to put it, that's great stuff. This is a great project. I hope it goes really well for you. And we will be supporting you all the way here at Vectis
Absolutely.
Radio.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you'd like to do? You want people to come and donate, don't you? So they can donate goods and they can donate money, can they? One of the two? Or both?
Both would be wonderful. As Maria said, we've got donation points in various places across the island, 17 in total. So we would welcome menstrual products to be dropped in there.
Okay.
Alternatively, if somebody would like to donate money, that would be fantastic. And they can email me on redboxprojectiow@gmail.com.
Well, there could be some people who are too embarrassed, aren't they, to give you actual products. They might just want to give you money and
but,
say,
well,
there you go.
Yeah, you can. redboxprojectiow@gmail.com. Having said that, one of our presenters, I'll say which one it was, who is about as manly a man as you can get, he said, oh, yeah, old dubs. He went and got a load of stuff and dumped it in the box. I thought,
fantastic. That's
quite something. I was quite taken aback by that. So good luck to him. And, of course, if you want to find out more, you can go to the Red Box Project Isle of Wight Facebook page, which I have, and the details of the scheme are all there.
Yep.
I looked it up earlier on, and we will put a link to that on our page a bit later on. Thank you very much for coming in, ladies.
And we're going to do a promo on the
We
on
are
the
going
radio.
To do a promo. Yeah. I've decided...
We're just organising that.
The guy who's going to voice it doesn't know this yet.
No, but he'll do it.
He'll be fine. I'll just tack it on to something else I'm sending in a bit later on. Oh, do that, by the way, will you? So thank you for coming in, and I wish the project well. Come back and see us again soon and tell us how it's all going.
Yes.
And if you haven't got all the schools... lined up by then, come back and we'll try and persuade them.
Fantastic. Thank you for your support. No, really appreciate
it's
our
a pleasure. That's what we do.
That's what we're here for.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.